USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is continuing. Defense attorney Eric Nelson telling the jury the trial does not come down to the video of Floyd's death.
There is no political or social cause in this courtroom. But the evidence is far greater than 9 minutes and 29 seconds.
Federal health officials say both Pfizer and Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine work well. A CDC study of vaccinated healthcare workers found the shots were 80% effective in preventing coronavirus infections after one dose. The number jumped to 90% once 2 weeks had passed after the second dose. Ships are finally moving through the Suez Canal after a barge the size of the Empire State Building was stuck blocking the canal for almost a week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The border is in crisis. After President Trump secured the border with Mexico, everyone's worried about the growing problem. And why is the Biden administration spending $86 million on hotel rooms for captured migrants? Now, Grant Stinchfield investigates the border crisis and finds the real truth about Biden's executive orders and dangerous policies. So watch Stinchfield on Newsmax TV tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the dangers to our economy and security. Newsmax TV is one of America's leading cable news channels. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch to a new service. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching anytime. Find out about the real border crisis on Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky is alarmed about the rising cases of the coronavirus in the United States.
We have so much to look forward to, so much promise and potential of where we are, and so much reason for hope, but right now I'm scared.
White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt also adding, this is no time to let our guard down. Tragedy strikes over the weekend near Anchorage, Alaska.
Five people were killed and another was injured Saturday when their helicopter crashed on the Nick Glacier about 50 miles east of Anchorage, Alaska, Saturday evening. The Czech Republic's richest man, billionaire Peter Kellner, was among the dead. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Another woman is coming forward claiming sexual misconduct by New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. Attorney Gloria Allred claims her client, a married woman, says the governor grabbed her face and kissed her without her consent outside her home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Biden administration is looking at options to reverse or counter a newly enacted voting law in Georgia that brings a sweeping number of election reforms to the state. The 95-page law adds a slew of changes to the way Georgians vote. One of the popular lines of disinformation that's being put out there by the Biden administration is that now it is illegal to give food or water to people waiting in line to vote. Greg Bluestein is a political reporter with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He explains what the law really does regarding food and water.
Voters can still bring their own water, their own food, of course, in line. What it says is that outside groups, that basically the members of the public can no longer come and offer them food, water, Coca-Cola, hot chocolate, pizza. Instead, that has to go through the actual elections officials who will then make it available to the people waiting in line.
Americans are increasingly becoming more comfortable in public spaces and traveling, according to a recent poll by Civic Science. The survey found that 35% of adult Americans are not at all concerned with being in public spaces, while 43% are somewhat concerned and 22% are still very concerned. Additionally, 55% of Americans felt comfortable going out to eat, and now 39% say they felt comfortable enough to go on a vacation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.